marketer called our house. I had a bad cold and sounded like a little kid with a squeaky voice. So he said, may I speak to your dad? I said, I'm sorry, my wife won't let him live here. He didn't get the joke. He said, we'd like to offer you 5 cents a minute every day of the year. He was from a phone company. I yelled, honey, we won, we won. I grabbed a calculator, 5 cents a minute for a year. Let me see. That's, wait, $26,280. Are you going to send that by check or by cash?
Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
Do you ever feel older than your age? Not me. This body is a finely tuned machine. In fact, I feel 26 until I get out of bed. Then my ribs creak. My muscles refuse to respond to commands they happily obeyed in years past. No, Phil, they say, we will not allow you to slide down that banister. You'll pull some fat. Sometimes ill-intentioned people remind me of this. I have on my desk a letter from Mrs. Ann Farley of Portland. It says, Dear Mr. Calloway, I enjoyed hearing you speak this summer, but I could not help noticing that you look a lot older in real life than you do on your book cover. Also, you are quite bald. Your hair is turning gray. I'd like to thank Mrs. Farley for reminding me that I'm not exactly a spring chicken anymore. I'm a fall chicken. I think I'll send her a fruitcake this Christmas, labeled Best Before 1973. My eldest son deserves one, too. On the night of my 35th birthday, he asked me, How old are you again? When I told him, he cocked his head to one side and said, Wow, you're half dead. Calmly tucking the child into bed, I went to my study and removed him from the will. A few years have passed, and I must admit that I'm aging even more rapidly than my son predicted. You may know the feeling. One night, you go to bed feeling like a teenager, and the next day, you stand in front of the mirror asking out loud, Hey, who kidnapped my body? How did my father get in the mirror? When this happens, it's important to remind ourselves that there are good reasons we are maturing so quickly. In my case, there are 3 good reasons. 2 sons and a daughter. Yes, throughout history, children have been responsible for aging their parents. Back in Bible times, it took a little longer. Methuselah lived 969 years, but his children had not heard of dating, placing earrings in their noses, or loud music. I remember walking in on my sons, who were listening to a song that sounded like angry people harming one another with jackhammers. I believe these were the lyrics. Oh yeah, boom boom, oh yeah, boom boom. When I was a boy, I was told that this kind of music kills plants. Chickens stop laying eggs when they hear this stuff. We kind of like it, said my kids. One night, my parents came to visit. The boys were playing something from a group called DC Talk loudly enough to annoy people on Mars, and I noticed big grins on my parents' faces. Perhaps the real joy of grandparenting is watching your children be tortured with the same instruments they used to torture you. But as the evening wore on, I came to a different conclusion. You see, Mom and Dad didn't seem to notice the music as much as they noticed the kids. They listened as Stephen read the lyrics to I'm Into Jesus. They held grandchildren on their knees and asked them about their day. 75 years of living had taught them that life passes too quickly to spend it majoring on the minors. And so I've watched them hug teenagers with more earrings than brain cells. I've seen them on their knees asking God to accomplish as much for their grandchildren as he has for their kids. I like the way Luke 1:50 puts it. God's mercy is for those who fear him from generation to generation. Yes, parenting is sometimes a frightening responsibility, but it's also a joyful privilege. I wouldn't trade my kids for a good night's sleep, a full head of hair, or some healthy plants. Now, I'd better go. It's time to revise the will and order up some fruitcake.
Here's a special message from Phil Calloway.
Hi, I want to extend a special invitation for you to join me next February 3 to 10 for Laugh Again's 5th anniversary cruise of the Western Caribbean. It's 7 days aboard the Royal Caribbean Oasis of the Seas. You'll love musical guest Rika Seewert and the spiritual and physical refreshment with loads of laughter and plenty of sun. For more information, call 1-800-663-2425 or in the U.S. 1-844-663-2424. Laugh Again. Truth bringing laughter to life.